Several Palestinians were wounded on Thursday when Israeli forces opened heavy firing in Asghar refugee camp in Nablus. Clashes broke out following 1,400 Israeli settlers breaking into Palestinian-owned Joseph's tomb. Israeli soldiers protected the settlers by surrounding and cordoning off the area. Palestinians attempted to protect the tomb by protesting. Clashes broke out as Palestinians threw stones and were met with heavy fire and tear gas by Israeli soldiers.
Yesterday at 2 a.m., we heard shooting and found a man injured. We took him and attempted to give him first aid. We then called the ambulance and then the army came. We closed the door and refused to open it. The soldiers were banging on the door and finally broke it down. They entered our house and took the injured along with myself and my son. They destroyed our house and entered all of the rooms, including the rooms downstairs, and threw a sound bomb.
Residents of Al-Aqsa camp said the clashes continued after settlers broke into Joseph's tomb. Israeli soldiers then fired tear gas and live bullets, injuring many. Israeli soldiers then raided the nearby refugee camps Balata and Asghar, where they continued to fire live bullets and tear gas at the residents. One man from the camp explained that these raids occur on a regular basis, although the number of settlers entering Joseph's tomb is escalating.
Every Monday and Wednesday, we used to see soldiers in our refugee camp, especially in Joseph's tomb. They came every Monday and Wednesday to pray. Yesterday, they came at 11:30 p.m. and stayed until 6 a.m. From 12 until 6, the soldiers were attacking us with gas bombs and the youth were injured in the streets. It was a troubled night.
Seven of the people injured included Thayer Kandil, Hussam Katanani, Murad Abu Masalam, and Ahmed Abu Osayef. One man, Hussam Katanani, was shot and injured by live bullets. Israeli forces then detained him before releasing him to hospital. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Asghar Camp, Nablus.